Thank you for that. Yes, indeed. We are here and happy to be here.
Well, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Ballantyne area. Either make a trip down this fall or maybe start planning for next spring and summer. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Make sure you mark on that list Smith Falls State Park, the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. Yes, we have waterfalls in Nebraska. Who would have thought that? The Niobrara River, it's a national scenic river and international dark skies designation at Merritt Reservoir. It's all at visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, the Cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades. A medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. A big shout out and thank you to the Golden Valley Shootout that was this past weekend up in Golden Valley, North Dakota, with the bucking bulls and the bucking horses. Thank you for using the good stuff to reach out to the seven-state area. Well, summer in this part of the country is kind of known by getting, can be hot and windy, at least the wind for the most part. And this is from Stacy Jenny out of Douglas, Wyoming, and it's called What Wind? The wind in Wyoming doesn't blow. Heck, it's barely a breeze, only uprooting large rocks and stripping the bark off trees. Living here most certainly makes for a challenging life, because when a farmer goes outside, he has to tether his wife. She may be blown plumb away and never be seen. He wouldn't want to lose her, because at a chore doer, she's mighty keen. The old bald eagle wasn't bald until he moved to Wyoming, it's been said. Darn wind just blew the feathers right off of his head. The prairie dog was once an above-ground dweller, till a tumbling tumbleweed smacked him, poor feller. In fear, he dug a hole fast and deep, so those rolling weeds didn't pummel him in his sleep. When he finally got enough courage to come up and take a peek, he chirped, "Dang, it's windy." Of course, that was in prairie dog speak. The bovines grazing out on the plains are holding on with all their might, clenching their teeth and getting a better grip with every bite. We're a modern bunch in Wyoming, so we don't have snail mail. We just open the mailbox and let it sail. Grandma may get the same letter 3 times in a row, depending on which way the wind wants to blow. Don't be fooled by this breeze in the land where the buffalo are roaming, because you just wait until the wind really gets to blowing. Stacy Jenny out of Douglas, Wyoming, talking about the winds in Wyoming in this area. How about a few of those things that you're never going to hear a southerner or a redneck say? This is something you'll never hear him say. We're vegetarians. Do you think my hair is too big? I'll have grapefruit instead of biscuits and gravy this morning. Something else that you'd never hear a southerner or a redneck say, honey, do these bonsai trees need watering? And another one of those today, hey, who's Richard Petty anyway? Some of the top things you're never going to hear a southerner or a redneck say. Again, a reminder, if you have something you'd like to share on the good stuff, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it, and one day it might pop up right here on one of these programs. Here's a little story by Jack Ostergaard in his Open Range book. It's called Chicken Anyone? Little Johnny went to school one day and couldn't stay awake. His teacher lost her patience and gave him quite a shake. She said, "You cannot come to school and let your attention roam. From this day forward, I suggest you get your sleep at home." Johnny said, "Late last night, after we'd all gone to bed, we heard a terrible ruckus down at the chicken shed. Now, Grandpa grabbed his shotgun and pulled his slippers on his feet and headed out the door in his long johns and drop seat. Then he eased up on the hen house, carefully and steady, and he peered in through the door with his shotgun at the ready. It was then old Shep the dog cold-nosed him, and you should have heard the roar and seen the feathers and gizzards come flying out the door. Now, the reason I'm sleepy, ma'am, maybe doesn't make much sense, but teacher, that was midnight, and we've been picking chickens ever since." Jack Ostergaard out of Gothenburg, Nebraska, with his little story about chicken, anyone? Here's an epic one-liner to leave you with today. We live in a society where pizza gets to your house faster than the police. You can chuckle at that one, and be sure to stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.